Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Although most of you probably cannot relate to what we are talking about here tonight. I know that sounds like really bad talk radio, but because you want to talk about things people can relate to. But in this case, we're talking about politicians, and I think people can relate to the fact that politicians are generally detestable, awful individuals who cannot be trusted.
Politicians are bad, okay?
They're bad. I think everybody agrees with that.
People are bad, so we need to elect people because people are bad, and we need to protect people from bad people, so let's elect bad people to protect us.
Exactly. By the way, the voices you were hearing tonight include me, Ian.
Cecilyn.
And Daryl.
And so what we were discussing was Daryl and I's grueling day in the New Hampshire Senate yesterday, which I'd never been to before. I've been to the State House countless times, testified on a variety of different issues. I've testified in front of Senate committees, but I've never actually been to the full Senate having themselves a meeting on the floor of the Senate chambers or whatever they're called. And the reason we were there was to observe the senators as they were expected to vote on marijuana decriminalization for the first time ever, to actually have a floor hearing about this issue. And they did, but it took them about a dozen hours to actually get to it. It was like literally 11 hours after we started our day that they started to talk about cannabis decriminalization.
Right.
And so there were just some absolutely outrageous points made by the prohibitionist senators of the bunch. And it started looking good because the very first thing the Senate did was they overturned the committee's recommendation to kill the bill. They overturned that. And I'm thinking, well, this could happen. They might actually vote for this weakened, crippled, pathetic decriminalization bill.
Right. So after they overturned, they amended.
Right.
Because one of the senators said, let's vote to overturn this so I can make an amendment.
To weaken the bill even further, to make it the most pathetic decriminalization bill I've ever heard of.
Not words said by the senator, but that's exactly what happened.
Yeah, that's pretty much what they did. Now, the idea was they had to cripple this bill in order to give it a chance of being signed by the governor. That was essentially sort of the political motivations behind this crippling of this bill, to where the bill that was finally being proposed in the Senate with the amendment that you're talking about would essentially make...
Well, there was another amendment after that.
Well, we haven't gotten to that yet. So the supposed final version of this was that it would be a $100 fine, or no, $300 fine for the first violation, then any other arrest after...
in a three-year period.
Yeah, after that violation would be a misdemeanor, and it would be an increased fine thereafter. And
well, one thing, and I'm sure that you caught it in the video, I don't know if you noticed it at the time, but the current law specified a Class A misdemeanor.
Okay, I didn't
they
know that was...
struck that and just said it would be a misdemeanor.
Class A meaning that you would get jail time, or you could get jail time for it.
Right.
But what they were saying was, with this new version,
this allows leeway to where the prosecution could even plea them down to another violation.
Yeah.
So it would still keep it decriminalized.
It was a step in the right direction. Had this bill passed, I would have reluctantly supported it. It was not the best decrim bill. It would have been the worst decrim bill I've ever seen anywhere. It certainly would be the worst decrim bill in New England, because all of the states surrounding New Hampshire have great decrim.
Right. Maine's had it since the 70s.
Right. And so then this other proposal comes up from one of the same woman who was complaining about blunts and Keith and claiming that you can...
90% THC!
Yeah, claiming that you can make a product with 90% THC just by putting some pot in a grinder. Now, certainly it's true that when you put pot in a grinder, if there's a screen at the bottom, it will collect the keef. And the keef does have a higher percentage of THC than the leaf of the plant. And so it is true that you can concentrate marijuana. But to the point of 90%,
I had never heard the term keef before yesterday.
You're not a pot smoker. I mean, you're not a...
Right, so I thought she was just saying, like, grinder. grinding the cannabis turns it into teeth
and
magically increases the THC to 90%.
No, that's not what she was saying. She was... Do you want to explain?
This woman doesn't know how science works.
She doesn't know how a grinder...
She doesn't know how anything works.
...really works. Well, I mean, so... there's different kinds of grinders, but the fancier grinders have a screen at the bottom.
Okay.
And so you put the plant material at the top of the grinder, and you grind the cannabis up, and then it has like an area in which the ground cannabis falls into. But below that, there's a screen, and then below the screen, there's an area that the stuff that only falls through the screen will collect in.
Okay, so that's what's called mollusk pieces.
Correct. That's called keef. And the screen is so fine that it's not even really pieces of the plant material that will fall through it. It is mostly the, I think they're called trichomes, the kind of the crystalline structures that if you put a piece of marijuana under a 50X or 100X microscope and you look at it, you'll see the crystals look like mushrooms. It's really interesting, actually.
Okay.
So those things will fall through the screen, and the rest of the marijuana will not fall through.
Okay.
So it is definitely true that, you know, if you grind up enough pot, you can't just do it with, like, a joint's worth of pot. You're not going to get enough keef to smoke out of that. You've got to grind and grind and grind. So basically you have a grinder for several months at a time. Then after several months, you can open up the grinder, take the keef out, and, you know, add that to the next joint that you smoke or something like that.
Okay, and again...
And that does concentrate THC.
Based on the way she was describing it... You know, because obviously she did not go through all of those specifications,
and I don't think
she even knows all of that. She just said, I heard you can put it in a grinder and grind it up. And
she also called it a paste.
That sounds like a magical grinder.
She called it a paste, too,
And
I've never had a grinder make paste. It's, you know, it's...
Maybe she's confused with, like, heroin.
She did mention dabs, and she also claimed that dabs are like 90% THC.
I think they can get upwards of 70%. I don't know if they... Maybe they go as high as 90. I haven't researched...
She did not mention tinctures, though.
Which is your favorite.
Right, because like it's the manner in which it helps alleviate my pain.
Cecilyn, however, is totally straight-edge, nailed to the X.
I like alcohol.
Oh, you're not a teetotaler?
I drink my wine.
You're not a teetotaler? I didn't realize that.
I smoke cigarettes.
Okay.
And
she also drinks caffeine.
Mm-hmm. Caffeine. Oh, God, I love the caffeine.
So
caffeine's a drug. Okay.
So they were just trotting out all this ridiculous nonsense.
Oh, and then if we pass decrim this year, they'll want to decriminalize heroin next.
Yes, we will. But, you know.
That's like the...
But that was actually one of the statements said by one of the senators.
So then this one of these prohibitionist ladies, the one that was talking about the keef and the blunts, she then proposes to strip a portion out of the proposed bill. And this portion had to do with protecting college students and people who are receiving government benefits of
financial aid, housing assistance, unemployment compensation,
protecting them from losing those benefits if they get caught with marijuana. That's what it would have done, but she proposed to remove it. And apparently there were enough Republicans who had generally supported the bill prior to that, who all of a sudden decided that they were going to support removing those provisions.
Right, because the arguments that she made, and I'm not saying that, you know, I bought them or would have wound up voting that way, but the argument she was making is, well, most of these forms are federal forms, and we can't dictate to the feds to remove a line from their form.
Well, plus she was also trying to appeal to the sort of Republican idea of screw those people on welfare. And so,
law and order.
Yeah. And so it worked, and they voted to remove the lines from the bill, which ultimately resulted in the person who had proposed the decent amendment prior to that, proposing to what was called table the bill, which would ultimately essentially kill the bill for 2015. It will result in it being put on the table in its crippled, bloody form.
And they had until midnight to remove anything from the table.
Which they did not do. So ultimately, almost everyone in the room voted to table it. It wasn't quite unanimous, but it was probably like two votes against
22 to 2.
And so decriminalization is dead for 2015 in New Hampshire, and it's sad.
It's a sad panda.
But the good news is this has never happened before, and it's sort of been over the last decade a progression of more progress of, you know, getting more votes in the state house, over 80% now voting for this. It's going to keep going in a positive direction there, and now the Senate, for the first time ever, even having a discussion about it, a very uninformed, ignorant discussion, but a discussion nonetheless, and so some of these senators are going to be targeted for removal or re-education, and so we'll come back with more here. 855 450 free plus. Pork Fest is on the way.
I'm Steve Sitkowski, a former Wall Street insider. I'm holding a book that will show you investing strategies which could help you earn the kind of money you've always dreamed about. And right now, I'm giving this book away for free. So who needs to read it? If you're in the middle of your career and worry you'll never have enough money to retire, you need to read this book. If you're already retired and your income isn't enough, you need to read this book. And if you don't want to be selling burgers at 80, you need to read this free book. It includes the strategy I use to make a 72% profit on a trade where the stock only moved 12%. You'll need at least $1 million to ever fully retire. If you're behind on that goal, you really need to read Trade Like the Pros. And you can for free by calling 1-800-944-5836. Skeptical that it will deliver results? It's a free book, so what do you have to lose? Find out how at 1-800-944-5836. 1-800-944-5836.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You're invited here to join us at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Are you excited about the Porcupine Freedom Festival? I know Cecilyn is.
I'm so excited.
This is...
And you just can't hide it?
No.
Barely.
I can barely highlight it. I mean, you can kind of see it right now on my face. It's certain. Oh, my God, it's there.
I feel bad making you wait for the basically the entire show to talk about this because
all
this
night long.
Big deal. This is a big deal. I mean, it's Porkfest number 12. The Porcupine Freedom Festival. I have been since 2007. So
this will be my fourth.
Wow.
This will be my sixth.
Excellent. It's a fine event. Obviously, you keep coming back. There must be something right about it.
It's magical.
Why?
Well, in my opinion, it is a sample set of what a free society could and should be.
It's also a big example of the community you were talking about earlier.
Oh, yes. Oh, God, yes.
You know, here in New Hampshire, we have the best Liberty community by far. There's just no doubt about that. We've got over 1,500 people here who've moved here as part of the Free State Project. Add to that a couple hundred who are already here when the Free State Project chose New Hampshire, and add to that probably hundreds more, if not thousands. We don't know them all yet, but there are a lot of people in New Hampshire who are natives who also love the ideas of freedom, many of whom hook up with and, you know, connect to the Free Staters, and we all get active and do various different types of projects together. So Porkfest, the Porcupine Freedom Festival, brings many of those people together to the same campground for a week, Sunday through Sunday. It's going to be, do you have the dates offhand? I know
The 21st to the 28th.
Thank you.
Remember when Porkfest used to be like a Thursday through a Sunday?
That's right.
Do you remember Porkfest wasn't even like an actual official event? Yeah, that was like 12 years ago.
Yeah, that would have been before my time. But the 21st through the 28th, you say?
Yes,
that's
21st.
This month.
Yes.
So we're talking
it's less
two
than
weeks.
3 weeks. Yeah, less
two
than
and a half weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Two weeks and 2 days, basically, away from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. So it's not too late, though, for you to get tickets. You can go to porkfest.com.
Correct. And you can
that's
still
That's P-O-R-C.
Yes, for the C, because no K. No K.
So what were you going to say? You can still sign...
I was going to say you can even still sign up for the one pot cook-off, which is like one of the big events.
Big deal.
They still have
as a judge, but not as a cook.
Correct.
Aha.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Okay.
There is
as
an event...
means you get to eat a bunch of stuff.
Right.
Yes, and it's delicious.
That I'll be cooking.
I got to go to one of these things. I still haven't gone.
I'll be cooking paleo-friendly coconut scallops.
And you do this at a campsite, right?
Yeah, it's kind of like a food scavenger hunt. So
yeah.
There's last year when I did it, there were three different groups. There was three different sets because there's so many people who cook for this event. Depending on which group you were in, depending on which sites that you went to, and they give you a map and they tell you what sites you're going to and what types of food it is, and then you have to go around. So you literally walk the entire campground almost,
right,
finding all these places and
you
tasting
meet people.
Yes.
You meet new people
and
delicious food.
There's another cooking event that is on its second year that I'm helping co-organize this year.
The chili one?
Brunch Fest.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, Brunch Fest.
I did that one.
I didn't do that last year.
So it's things that do not fit into the one-pot cook-off. The one-pot cook-off is entree dishes.
Yeah.
Brunch Fest, it can be desserts, it can be drinks, it can
breakfast.
Be breakfast. Yeah. Anything that does not fit into
the... Can it be lunch?
It could. The winning item last year were margaritas. Or not margaritas, Bloody Marys. Bloody Marys. There was also a soy riso thing, whereas like a soy chorizo tortilla sort
There's
of thing.
There's so many talented people bringing their,
yes,
not only their food making talents, but also products and services. I mean, there's a chiropractor there.
Which is actually what I'm in charge of. I'm in charge of Gora Valley this year.
So you could tell us some of the people that will be vending.
Then. Yes, there's so many.
Hold that thought. I want to get into it here in a moment, but I also want you to know, if you're walking around, whether it's at Porkfest, you're probably going to be safe at Porkfest. The crowd there is pretty cool. It's usually a good group of folks.
I've run an honor store, and merchandise has not walked away.
And cash was left for it, is what you mean.
Like cash was left, Bitcoin was left.
That's awesome. So the fact that you can run a store on the honor system at Porkfest is a real testament to the quality of the people that attend this event. But if you're walking around anywhere else in the world, you could be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. And if you're wondering what that is, it's when a thief will pass near you with a scanner and can read the data on the RFID chips that may be on your credit and debit cards. The thief can then use that information to charge your credit cards and maybe even compromise your identity. Thanks to ID Stronghold, there's an easy way to prevent electronic pickpocketing pickpocketing from happening to you. ID Stronghold has been making products to block electronic pickpocketing since 2005, and some of their most loyal customers are military personnel that place a high value on personal security. Now, you can also have that same protection in the form of great leather RFID blocking wallets made by ID Stronghold. That's right, all you need to do is switch your wallet for a quality leather wallet from ID Stronghold with built-in protection against electronic pickpocketing. Visit IDStronghold.com and you can see their huge selection of his and hers wallets. That's IDStronghold.com and tell them Ian Freeman sent you. So I know that, I think one of the booths will be the Free Talk Live booth. Daryl, did you work out a deal with Johnson where you guys are going to be doing that?
We are about 90% of the way to a deal.
Yes.
Just got to work out the commissions.
Well, right. You better hurry up and get with me if you plan to be in Gore Valley.
Should already have a spot, and if they don't, then we need to talk because there's a contractual agreement where Free Talk Live is supposed to have a spot in Agora Valley. So let's talk about that
okay.
at another time.
off the air.
Yeah.
After the show.
So normally there's a Free Talk Live tent there, and it's sort of been a mainstay where you can get the very elusive and hard to find Free Talk Live gear, which is not sold anywhere else, basically, but Porkfest and the Liberty Forum, which are the two yearly events that the Free State Project puts
on. If it's not in Agora Valley, I'll be selling from overflow parking.
Okay, fair enough.
Merchandise will be sold.
But down by the dumpsters, where the bears are?
Yes.
It's true. There are bears every now and then by those dumpsters.
Well, those dumpsters get really full, although yeah. there will be extra dumpsters this year, and there'll be extra pickups as well.
That's a smart idea.
There are a lot of changes that are going to be happening that I think are going to make Porkfest better. It's a little bit more professional.
I think it gets better every year. I
mean, oh, yeah, definitely.
You know, you learn your lessons. You learn what works the best. And so what other things can people look forward to as far as the various different vendors?
One of my favorite vendors that's going to be coming is the Almighty Underdog. They have a whole variety of different hot dogs they're going to be selling from Angus beef hot dogs and like
this is steak new.
This is brand new. Okay. This is their first time, but they're actually going to come a day early and stay a day late to nice. Provide food for all those people loading in and loading out.
Yep.
But all of their meat is like locally sourced and grass fed.
So this is the New Hampshire local?
Yes, they're group? New Hampshire okay. local. And they've actually added a number of items to their menu to accommodate people who eat paleo, low carb, people who are vegetarians and vegans. So they've taken a lot of feedback by
this
what our needs are.
Something that started happening at the Porcupine Freedom Festival a year or two ago is New Hampshire native types who have like a
food truck,
you know, food truck or something like that. They're not necessarily libertarians. They'll show up and offer elephant ears or, you know, snow cones or whatever. And there was a guy with ice cream who was there, an ice cream truck.
Oh, yeah. He was also at the Cheshire Fair.
He was.
Yep. King Kong. He will be back.
Yeah. So the fact they're coming back is good because it means it's working for them.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that they're even attracted to the event in the first place shows this is really becoming a special event that attracts a lot of people. Like over 1,500 libertarians are going to be partying basically in a campground for a week. Now there's family stuff too, for those of you who aren't looking to go to Buzz's Big Gay Dance Party. But there's just so much to do. We can't even scratch the surface of it. We won't even be able to tell you when we're at Porkfest for an entire week, all of the things that are going on at Porkfest. 855-450-FREE. The website is, by the way, porcfest.com. More Free Talk Live coming up.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing. But for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
All right, it's Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Maybe you have been to the Porcupine Freedom Festival and you would like to call and rave about it. You're welcome to do that. Or maybe you didn't have a good time. I can't imagine that would be the case. I mean, how you could not have a good time at Porkfest, I don't know. Because there's so much to do. There's so much fun and so many great people to meet. New friends, people maybe you've already known, maybe you've only met them on Facebook. Now you can meet them in real life. There's so many cool people at Porkfest. You can't meet them all. There are over 1,000, like 1,500 of them at least, over the last couple of years. And so we did talk further during the break, and apparently there was some level of miscommunication. So it does look like Free Talk Live will be.
Well, of course, it wouldn't be Porkfest without, Free Talk Live being there.
Oh, thank you. Aww. I appreciate that.
Well, Free Talk Live is going to be there. The question is, where will the merchandise be sold?
Right. By the dumpster, apparently. That's what I hear.
We'll look forward to seeing you there. I'm really looking forward to it. I've already been taking care of, the prep and getting the remote equipment, test it out, make sure everything's working right. And so, man, I'm ready to go. This is, it's going to be here before you know it. So grab your ticket at Porkfest, PORCFEST.com. And was there anything else that you wanted to highlight? You highlighted
about
hot dogs.
Fest?
Yeah,
about vendors. Well, Juice Caboose is coming back, which has been a Porkfest favorite for the past at least 2 years. And Einar, who runs Juice Caboose,
Einar.
I thought it was Einar. Anyways, he built a mobile sauna. He's calling it the Gypsy Sauna, and he's going to bring it to Porkfest and, you know, let people have sauna time for a fee. And he's also building these things to sell. So that's, I think that's pretty
building
interesting.
Saunas.
Yes. Oh, that's cool. Mobile saunas. They're on a trailer. Wow. You can hitch it up and take it with you.
He is so handy.
He is very handy.
So this guy, Einar, he, and it's spelled with an E, so I can understand.
E-I-N-A-R.
Yeah, I can understand why it would be confusing.
It's a Scandinavian name.
You're a Scandinavian name.
And he looks like a Scandinavian. Mm-hmm. But he was actually, I got to know him at the Cheshire Fair because we do an outreach booth there. Daryl, you help out to a great extent with the Liberty outreach booth at the local county fair. And he's from around here, basically. So he had brought the juice caboose to the fair, which is a kind of a, you know, truck that sells fresh juice, drink, smoothie kind
wraps
of things.
And salads.
Like fresh food. And, mm-hmm. and that's really cool to have at an event like Porkfest.
Natural food.
Right, to have some fresh food at a place where, you know, you can get a lot of fried food, for instance.
Right.
And so it was like, it appeals to a good segment of the people that attend this. And so anyway, he happened to have his juice caboose right across from the Liberty Outreach booth at the Cheshire Fair. And so we got a tour of the inside of the juice caboose. And like, he's really handy. He built this entire thing, the whole truck that he operates out of. He handcrafted the entire thing. So mm-hmm. it's an impressive thing.
And he built it on a trailer.
Yeah, that's right. And he modified an air conditioning unit to be basically a freezer cooler. So apparently there's a hack that you can do to like a standard window air conditioning unit that normally will not go below a certain temperature. They won't go below 45 or 50 degrees or something like that. But there's a fairly simple hack, and I don't know what it's called, but I'm sure if you Google
hacking,
hacking an air conditioner, that you can figure this out. That'll make it so it goes to freezing cold, or I think even colder than that, which is an incredible thing as well. So, you know, he didn't even have to buy some fancy air conditioner or freezer or whatever. He just threw an AC unit in there and switched some wires around and did some soldering or something.
He is definitely a very, very handy guy.
But these are the kind of people you'll meet. Interesting folks with neat stories to tell.
And you'll meet Amanda Bolin, a state rep who sells ice cream.
Yeah, for a limited time. That stuff will sell out by
She's doing free ice cream on Wednesday from 1 to 2 p.m. for people that have disagreements, and the stipulation is that you must eat the ice cream at her booth.
That's right, yeah.
You have to sit down with the person and only talk about things that you agree on. And you get a bonus scoop if you are blocked on Facebook.
If one of you has, at least one of you has the other blocked. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I can't make it because I'll be recording a podcast at the same time.
Who would you take, Daryl?
There are so many people that I could go with.
I'm just calling you out on air. There's lots of exciting things at Porkfest. There's a lot of things I'm excited about this year, besides just speakers and panels, which there always are.
You're not
going
to get to go to any of that stuff, right? You're working.
No, actually, most of my job happens the first day and the last day.
Okay, good point.
So
you're helping the vendors kind of find their spots.
Essentially, yes. You know, if there's any questions or if they need anything, all that kind of stuff. And at the end, you know, make sure they're clean before they can leave.
Can you show me where overflow parking is?
Oh, Daryl. Don't be so Daryl towards me right now.
So last I heard, and it's been probably a week or two since I heard this, the only things that were available for renting for the week of Porkfest are RV sites, and there were only 90 of them remaining as of like 2 weeks ago. So I don't know what the current statistics are on that. Now, just to be clear, even though I said RV site, you can pop a tent up on the RV site.
You can pop five tents RV site.
We fit six one year.
Yeah, you do not need to have an RV to rent the RV site. I just want to make that clear.
Yeah, from the last word that I got, the last conference call that we had, there were 90 left. And they actually were doing a bidding thing where you could bid on one of the cabins through the FSP, which actually I believe ended today.
Oh, that's right. It was like a $1,000 opening bid for one of these four cabins or three cabins. It's like kind of in the center of the campground.
Yes.
Yeah. Which,
what was the final bid?
I think it was $1,000. I don't know. I didn't see it. I thought that was pretty cool. But yeah, there's about 90 sites left. From what I hear.
And there are a lot of people that will let you crash on their site.
Yeah, that's true.
For pitch-in towards whatever the total fee is.
I would recommend that you go, if you're on Facebook, that you go to the Porkfest, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T group.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're looking to crash, if you're looking to share a campsite, if you're looking to even hitch a ride, would you say that's the best place to go and post looking for?
That's the best place to go initially, and then there are some other shoot-off groups, but that's where you can kind of find all the information and then go from there. And there's a lot of folks who, you know, go to Porkfest and they can give you veteran-type tips. You know, make sure you bring long clothing and warm clothing because it gets cold at
That's
night.
That's a big
right.
one.
Right. New Hampshire interrupts your summer to bring you second winter.
Well, it's not second winter, Daryl. We're in the White Mountains. Yeah, it's cold elevation. That's what happens.
You don't need anything more, in my opinion. You don't need anything more than a pair of jeans and a hoodie or something.
Last year it got into the high 30s.
If you're sleeping in a tent, you need more than that, honey.
I've been in the tents before. Well, you need a sleeping bag, obviously. I'm talking about to, like, walk around, be by the campfire or whatever.
Well, I mean, I would bring a couple pairs just in case it rains and then something gets wet.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean one pair for the entire week. Oh, I meant you should have those things to wear at night. Sorry.
Well, Ian, you better, you know, put your words in the right way so I understand what you're saying.
Thank you for clarifying.
Because we do know people that only have like one or two pairs of clothes, and they wear those all the time.
Yeah.
Anyways, getting back to the pavilion always has like speakers and panels.
This is
it's a big stage where they bring the big name people. So like Julie Borowski is going to be there this year.
She's a big name?
Apparently. That's what they tell me. There's Jeffrey Tucker, Bob Murphy.
Jeff Tucker coming back this year?
As far as I know.
Okay.
So all of the speakers and the panels and stuff.
Karaoke? I believe
it's going to be on
pavilion.
Thursday.
Yeah.
I think so. No, it's going to be in the Interact tent. One of the new tents this year is the Interact tent.
What does that mean?
Well, let me explain. Last year, the theme for Porkfest was DIY. So there was a lot of DIY, do-it-yourself, you know.
Make your own soap.
Exactly. So the Interact tent is kind of that. All of the people who are going to be doing presentations, there's going to be a beergasm there. That's where karaoke will be. All of the interactive type events.
How
going to
be the media?
How not to be a creepitarian. You should sign up for that class now.
Why were you gesturing at Daryl when you said that?
Because I was suggesting that he was a creepitarian.
I know.
Oh, I'm sorry. We're on the radio. I forgot. then there's also going to be improv there one night. So that's where all the kind of fun, interactive, not boring watch panel or speakers.
That's not to say that
happen.
The speakers or panels are boring.
From my opinion.
I mean, everybody's got their thing, you know, that they're into.
Well, to me, Porkfest is about social things. It's about social events. That's one of the reasons why I'm going to be hosting the polyamory party this year.
That's a first ever, right?
I believe so. Someone told me that
it happened a few years ago. Unless one went on in one of those dome tents.
I don't know about those dome
tents.
There
were secretive things that went on in those tents, and I suspect one of those tents will be back this year. 855, 453, more about the poly party coming up.
If worst comes to worst, will you be prepared? You don't have to be a survivalist to prepare for the unexpected. Storing necessary supplies like food, water, and emergency equipment is simply taking responsibility for ourselves and our families when it counts the most. StrategicShelters.com offers emergency supplies and a secure way to store them and provides protection for loved ones in the event of an extreme natural or man-made disaster. To find out more, visit StrategicShelters.com.
How fast are new Allegra gel caps?
I didn't know you got a cat fast.
How strong are new Allegra gel caps?
10 more logs to go strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gives you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms in just 1 hour. 2 times faster than Claritin and stays strong for 24 hours. New Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster. Nothing's stronger. Among OTC oral antihistamines, refers to first dose only. Starts working in 1 hour. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS80, Guns80.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live, and you may join us here toll-free, 855-450-FREE. We're talking Pork Fest, the Porcupine Freedom Festival. We are literally 2 weeks and 48 hours or so away from this thing. Now, some people are going to start the party early. They're going to show up before Pork Fest even begins on Sunday, the 21st of June. They'll show up 2, 3, 4 days in advance, and they'll use that as an excuse to tour around New Hampshire, you know, staying at the campground, sort of getting the lay of the land there, and then going and checking out various different areas like Manchester, the seacoast, Keene, and the Lakes region, some of the more popular places that people like to end up when they make the move here. Some people will actually come to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and they won't go back to where they came from.
That's a true story.
It's usually at least a couple people every year seem to just stay in New Hampshire. Like, they didn't even really plan to stay, but they just basically blow off whatever other obligations they have and end their old life and make the move here, because it's that persuasive, it's that much fun, and it's that awesome to be around other people who really do understand freedom. Now, among this group of liberty-oriented folks are people who have interesting beliefs that really don't have to do with political liberty, but they have to do with maybe more freedom in a relationship. You have a poly party that's not political. Poly as in polyamory. And I want to talk about that coming up here in a moment. Also, I want to remind you about Next Issue. We had one of our Free Talk Live amplifiers raving about the Next Issue app that he's using on his tablet device. You can get it for your phone. That's what I've got it for. But, you know, whether you're on iPad, Android, iPhone, they likely have an app that will work for you. NextIssue.com/FTL. It's magazines. Over 150 of some of the most popular magazines out there are available through the Next Issue app in, you know, high resolution, great quality graphics, and with some bonuses too, like digital only content as well. You can try this out for free. No commitments. You can cancel anytime. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial. It's a $15 savings. The plans for next issue start as low as $9.99. That's less than the cost of two magazines, or about the cost of two print magazines at the newsstand. You get access digitally to over 150. And these are big names like Men's Health, Esquire, Car and Driver, Maxim, ESPN, People Magazine, Entertainment Weekly, Consumer Reports. I just subscribed to the National Geographic. There's an article in there about marijuana in the most recent issue.
And that was actually mentioned at the State House yesterday.
I think they mentioned Time Magazine, but they may have both.
They said Time. But I think
they were National Geographic.
Talking about National Geographic.
I really like the Consumer Reports. There's always good, useful information in there. And again, try it out for yourself. See what you think. Go to nextissue.com/FTL. Next Issue is the new newsstand. You don't have to go anywhere. It's right there on your favorite device. Nextissue.com/FTL. It's got the best, most up-to-date magazines on the newsstand, but delivered right to your phone. You get a free trial for 30 days by going to nextissue.com/FTL. And speaking of press, the press is going to be at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. There have been newspapers and magazines and TV, and I know that the New York Times is going to be sending a videographer reporter to this event, and I'm sure there are others who will be there as well.
NPR will probably be there again. They were there a couple of years ago, interviewed me about like silver and copper.
Did you end up in the article that
they did not mention my name, but the man did, and it wasn't a print article. Like, he did an audio report for NPR. And he definitely referenced the conversation and things that I said.
Yeah, I remember that guy walking around the park talking to him. He had a microphone.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun. So so there's all kinds of media that will be there, and it's just a lot of fun. Go to porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. You can get your tickets online still. I don't know at what point they will close online registration, but that usually happens a few days, maybe a week in advance. So I don't know when that deadline is. So don't wait.
I don't even know when that deadline is.
You're throwing a party, Cecilyn, at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. A poly party.
A poly party, yes.
What is it?
Well, first, let me...
Shouldn't it be called a multi-party?
Well, first, let me define polyamory for you. And I know you think polyamory is wrong, Daryl.
Because it mixes Greek and Latin.
It does.
The word itself is an abomination. The actual beliefs of people that are multi-amorous, there's nothing wrong with that.
It should be polyphilia or multi-amorous.
Those polyphilia?
Yeah, right? Polyphilia, yes.
Okay.
So polyamory is the practice, desire, or acceptance of intimate relationships that are not exclusive with respect to other sexual or intimate relationships, with knowledge and consent of everyone involved. So essentially, it's having multiple relationships with multiple people while everybody who you're having a relationship with knows about
another,
everything you're
doing. Another way to describe it, and I've heard it described this way by people that claim to be poly, would be ethical non-monogamy.
Yes. Ethical non-monogamy is another term for it.
Because a lot of people claim to be monogamous, but yet they go behind people's backs and then they cheat. And so being honest and upfront about what you're doing with other people or what you're interested in doing is a big part of this, right?
Because no matter what society tells you, not everyone is built to be monogamous. It's just not a thing.
And there are some people that are swingers, and swinging is totally different than poly.
Swinging is more about just sex. Like, you're having sex with other people. Polyamory.
But only during specified periods at specified times.
At a club.
It's generally the couple doing it together. Polyamory can be practiced several different ways. A couple can be practicing and have a third person in their relationship. You can have individual relationships with different people.
Mm-hmm.
There's a V, which is one person dating two different people. There's lots of different ways polyamory can happen. Anyways.
And you're putting a party together.
Yeah, because I'm totally about the social stuff at Porcupine.
So this isn't going to be a swinging party.
It's not going to be a sex party. No, none of that.
That will happen after.
What people go and do in their own time is their own
between
deal.
Two consenting adults.
Or maybe more than two in the dome tent.
So every year...
I don't know.
Every year there's a polyamory panel at Porkfest. And it's,
only recently, though, right?
All 3 years I've gone. Huh. This is my fourth year. And there will be another one this year. But in my opinion, it's the same people on the panel. It's the same questions being asked and the same answers being given, and nothing's really being scratched the surface. And we're in a community of people who are living, who are practicing polyamory, so why are we still talking about it? Why aren't we
some
just...
Some are, right?
Some are.
I went to the panel last year, and one of the questions that was asked, no, not by me, was, how do you convince a woman to become polyamorous?
Yeah,
it doesn't work.
No.
That's basically what Kevin Ennis said, is okay. It doesn't work that way. You don't convince somebody to become poly.
Yeah. So my thought behind the poly party is that you can have people who are polycurious and people who are polyamorous engaging individually and actually having real conversations and asking questions that you may not ask in front of a whole bunch of people and a camera that, you know, thousands of people are going to watch later online.
Yeah.
You can have actual conversations.
The panel could be a little intimidating.
Exactly. And then you can also, you know, hey, you're polycurious, I'm polycurious, now we're talking. Oh, maybe you found a new partner, or you just found someone that, you know, you find you have a little bit more like-mindedness with or whatever. So it's just another social event, and there will be another polyamory party, which will happen Thursday from 5 to 6 at the Alt Expo Village, and then our the poly party, which I'm hosting with Shire Dude, because he is the poly party host extraordinaire of all the things. He's hosting all kinds of social events in Manch right now. So that'll happen from 6 to 9 at the Alt Expo Village, which is like on sites 91 through something.
Now, Alt Expo is its own interesting story. Mm-hmm. Back way back in the day, I think it was Liberty Forum where it started. I could be wrong, though. I think it
was. That sounds right.
Yeah, so the very first Liberty Forum, which is another event the Free State Project puts on, there were certain people who were disappointed with the kind of the curriculum, the different itinerary of the events that were going on, and they said, well, we want these other topics to be covered. And so rather than bitch and moan and, you know, beg the official organizers to include their topics, they just went ahead and created a competing event right there in the hotel. And they called it the Alt Expo. And then at the next Porcupine Freedom Festival, they brought the Alt Expo to Portfest and, again, created an alternative lineup of
speakers. Alternative exposition.
Yeah, and it was a lot of fun. Let's go to Justin. He's on the line calling from I don't know where, but you're on Free Talk Live via Skype. Justin? Justin Babber is the name on Skype. Going once, going twice. I'm so glad that I took that call. Yeah, so anyway, you can call us on Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. But obviously, we're all really excited for the upcoming Porcupine Freedom Festival, and it is literally just days away. So start, if you haven't started planning yet, you need to start planning right now for this, because this is a big deal. It really is.
Build a time machine and start planning a week ago, at minimal.
Just a week?
At minimum.
Jeez, Daryl.
Hey, we're out of time for tonight, but Cecilyn, it's been great having you.
Thanks for having me.
Will you come back in 2 weeks and join us again?
Yes.
All right, that'd be great. In fact, 2 weeks, that's right before Porkfest,
oh,
right?
Oh, I think. Is it? No.
No.
No, it's during Porkfest.
Right before.
So we'll figure that
right
out later.
Right before? During.
It's during. Oh, no, it's right before.
19th. Right, cool. We'll see you back there then. And check out Daryl in the meantime at fpp.cc. That's his website. And don't forget freetalklive.com.
The Atlas Society's Atlas Summit is just around the corner, June 18th through the 21st, right before Porkfest in Nashua, New Hampshire. Connect, grow, have fun with longtime objectivists and people just learning Ayn Rand's philosophy. There are discounts for students, locals, and one-day rates at atlassociety.org. The event is jam-packed with speakers. Come and be a part of the most important objectivist event of the year, the Atlas Summit, June 18th through the 21st, Nashua, New Hampshire, atlassociety.org. 20% off with coupon code FTL, atlassociety.org.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, and computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used, and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.